like someone said before.
It took up a different space, like someone else said before, while it was horizontal. It had something else that was very important and interesting. It was a bridge between two sides of the small river. So it was linking, it was bridging, it was mediating, and all these kind of things. There was also still a small part of the tree that was a kind of container at the site. It was part of the tree. So the tree was also not one tree, but you could find all kind of parts of it that had been part of that one living being once. And then we talked about containers, and then he told me a story of Ursula Le Guin about containers, and that's how when I understood a little bit more why he wanted it to be a container. A container is not. Can you? Can I tell the story?
Yes,
tell the story very quickly. It's about history and literature, and in the male vision, it's always the hero who is conquering something else. That's all our history. And Ursula Le Guin tells a story, and she said, no, there's another tool that's more important than the sword or the gun or something like that. That's the container. And the container is also older. It's the place where you put things that you might need, and it's a bag. That's where are things you need, and in a bag there is no hero, there's no use for the hero, so that's and that relates to his personality, all that, the bridging and the container.
C'est dans quel texte?
Sur le texte de The Carrier Bag Theory of Fiction. It's 4 pages and it's amazing, it's on the read it. So Annie took me to a tree and then hesitated with the tree just next to it. The first one was a very fair tree and also a dead one, even though it was still standing and still looked strong. But still there was this other tree right next to it, which was also attracting to Annie, and it felt it was a very strong tree, but going next to it she felt that it was not friendly and it did not really like to be surrounded with others. So she came back to the first tree, which was much more open to being with people, which is also something that she associates with, you know, surrounding oneself with people. And then we looked also at the tree, which had very beautiful different kinds of, it's not the bark, how do you say, l'écorce?
The bark, right?
So the bark was also broken in some parts, so it was very interesting to look at the different matter that you could feel. And the last thing is the dead, the fact that it was a dead tree. Annie survived a grave illness and now looks at death more as a transformation, which is also what this tree was experiencing and was making her think about.